It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's up? Love being back in Vegas. You can tell I'm very enthused. So,
why where were you?
I was in LA for UFC 227.
And how did that work out?
Oh, it was awesome. I have so much to talk about in regards to fight week. But yeah, you know, I kind of woke up today and I kind of miss being in LA. So I think I may go back soon. Like,
it wouldn't be the 35 degree temperature difference, would it?
No, actually, I mean, the weather's, it's not too hot here when I got back, and it's not too cold there, you know? So I would
say it's just right.
Yes. Exactly. So, but, you know, I mean, I have, like, some friends in L.A. that I go and see, so it's always fun.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had a good
and
time.
And the fights, which counts, too. So.
Yes. I mean, I will get to talking about the fights. Don't you worry. That's probably the only thing I'm really talking about today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I will mention other things, but
okay,
that's because there's some big news with that and kind of like why I decided to go. I mean, aside from it being LA and that I wanted to go to the beach too after the fight. No, I just had a great weekend. You know, sometimes when you, for example, when you go on vacation, this was not a vacation though. Okay. I need to clarify that.
It was a working vacation.
Well, and my birthday's in like 8 days.
Everybody,
so it was
there,
like,
take note.
What would I want to do for my birthday coming up? I mean, of course, I'd rather be on the beach, right? So, but you know, for example, like when you go on vacations, have you ever been on those vacations where sometimes you have all these high expectations? And then when you get there, you're like, man, this is not what I expected. Like, I thought we would have fun. I thought it would be a great time. And man, I went with the wrong people, with the wrong friends. Like, they are not what I thought.
Usually one or two, mostly when I was married.
Okay. Yeah. See, and your dog, right?
No. It was two separate things. Why would I take the dog on vacation? I got to take her to work.
I don't know. Some people take their dog to the grocery store.
Okay. That's a little, nah. No, that's okay.
Oh, I don't do that either, right?
No, God, no. I mean, I love my doggy and all that, but I'm going to spend half an hour at Albertsons fishing her out of the freaking meat aisle? No, not. I got things to do.
No, I seen them. True story.
And then she's begging for the free treats and all that sort of thing, and oh, isn't she cute? And it's like, yeah, okay, now she just ate half a pound of kielbasa.
Yeah, I'm like, nice. No disrespect to dogs or any animals, but yeah, sometimes I'm like, well, I guess the only reason I would take them in the grocery store is if it's really hot outside and you don't want them in the car.
Don't bring them in the first place.
That is true. Yeah.
No, I'm a dog is a home pet. You know, if I walk them around the neighborhood and all that and everybody pets them and says hi and they play with the other little doggies in the neighborhood, that's all well and good. But as far as like taking them to a restaurant or grocery shopping, I mean, I'll take her to the dog park and let her run around, sniff butt and whatnot. But I mean, as far as like just taking her out on the daily, you know, hey, dogs are just welcome anywhere, aren't they? No. That's sorry. You know, that's we're not there yet. Take it easy.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, right. No. I don't want 50 people walking to Albertsons with a little. It's a dog park. It's a grocery store. Okay, just settle down.
Exactly. But okay, anyway, kind of backtrack because today's kind of story time ish, and then I'll get to the fights. No, not this song, please. Okay.
All right.
No, so, whoa, only this headphone works. Only this side, the right side.
We need new headphones really badly. I put in a request.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Thanks. For me?
For everybody. Or, I mean, all three studios, all the headphones are cropping out simultaneously.
I felt special for like 2 seconds.
You're supposed to go buy another pair of those bling headphones, the big pink ones with like the 3,000 rhinestones and whatnot.
Yeah, I do need another pair.
Birthday hint for you boys out there.
Yes, birthday hint. I do need some headphones.
Pink
with
and very
bling.
Blinged out. Lots of like rhinestones and such things. You can drop them off here at the station. Attention, Helen Yee. Not a problem. Nobody.
Yes.
I promise no one will steal them.
Yes, it's almost my birthday. Okay, so speaking of my birthday. So, I mean, but you've been on those vacations where you're like, oh, you expected it to be fun. You get there. It's not really fun. You'd rather go home. I've done that before.
Yeah, they're called honeymoons. I get it. Go on.
No. Well, I went with one of my girl friends, right? And, yeah, we went to watch a football game, and I was like, man. Okay, I went because of the football game. But I couldn't stand her. I was like, I need to go home, like, we're not friends. And we were, like, friends, like homies, you know?
I had one like that. It was a girl that was a dancer here in town. I helped her move her gear to someplace called Gertnerville, California, or something like that. Long story short, about three quarters of the way up there, I was going to duct tape her to the back of the truck and just drive that way. It was hideous.
Yeah. So,
fun girl in small doses, but stuck in a truck with her for a day? I'm all set. Nah.
No, so, anyway... So I'll be honest, I went to this past weekend thinking, okay, you know, I'm covering the UFC fights. I'm excited, of course, for the work part. And I love my friends there. I've known them for a while. I stayed with them during the SB, like when I did that 2 weeks ago, but that was, I think I only stayed like one night that time. That one was a very quick turnaround. So it was like I barely got to see them. But now, you know, I get there Wednesday through Sunday. That's like a good 4 or 5, like, full solid days, you know? So I'm just
That's almost a week.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm kind of going with the expectation of when I usually go and see them, it's just like, okay, hey, you know, it's a cool time, but, like, sometimes when you're there for a bit longer, you don't know how it would be. And I had such an amazing time. Shout out to my friends. Shout out to Linnell. Thank you guys for being such a great host and feeding me a lot of food that I still feel bloated. They cook really good. And then so we kind of got to celebrate my birthday anyway. And I just had so much fun. I wish I was still there.
Oh, well, hey, I got a birthday in 8 days, too. So there you go.
I do. Yeah. The 16th or 9 days.
That's actually August the same day. Daughter, the same day as one of my granddaughters.
Oh, August 16th?
Uh-huh.
A Leo.
Yeah. Lucky me.
How
mother.
Old is she?
She just turned one. It's okay.
She just turned one.
Yes. Her name is Arden. I'm sitting home here stressing what to get her for her first birthday.
Stressing out?
Well, I can't. I mean, it's a kid.
It's a baby.
Well, duh. Obviously, I'm not going to get her a Maserati. I mean, I got to get her something.
Oh, that'd be nice. They have.
But I have no.
Maseratis.
It's been so long since I bought a toy for a 1 year old. I have, you know, when a stuffed animal.
But, no,
everybody gets a stuffed animal.
You,
I want to get her something cool.
When
relatively.
You go to the toy stores,
we don't have toy stores anymore.
Oh,
remember?
That is true.
Am I going to go to Walmart?
R.I.P. Rest in peace.
No,
yeah,
I've got to be on Amazon, so I'm just basically.
Yeah,
what do I search? I have stuffed animal.
For 1 year old.
Present for 1 year old baby?
That's when they like the squeaky ones.
I think you might be a step above squeaky toys.
Really?
That's a smart kid.
Isn't that when the teeth start to come in?
Oh, yeah. She's actually in the teething stage at this point.
So you should get her something she could bite.
She has something, her mom.
Okay, so that's when you know I'm about to talk about fights.
Well, no, yeah, she gnaws on her finger, you know, when she's teething. She puts some, like, Orajel or whatever on the teeth. And I did that with my kids, totally.
How many kids do you have?
Two. All of them have all their teeth. It's wonderful.
That's great. Hey, remember the last show, the tangents we went on? That was pretty funny.
Okay. But I know you have a lot to talk about with MMA and fighting.
I do,
which
yes.
Which is why I'm trying to shut up as much as I can.
Yeah, so I do have a lot to talk about, which I will get to right after the break. And I do have a giveaway because Thursday I'm going to do my best painting on a wooden, like, board thing. Like, I'll just explain more after the break.
Yeah, please do. You're painting on a wood board thing, and you're going to give the wood board thing away, or what are we doing?
No, no. I will let you know. You can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. So lots of fight news and the return of probably right now the biggest fighter in the fight game. Not literally the biggest, but yeah, if you can guess who, you can also tweet me at Helen Yee Sports, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, Vegas, it's Clay Baker, and I've got an amazing offer for you from Zero Res. I'm always talking about how great that company is, but now you can experience Zero Res for yourself and get the $25 U.S. gas card, too. Now let's think about it. Your carpet, it's your home's largest air filter. You know how it is. You come home, a long, hot summer day, and you can feel as soon as you walk in the door, the air is thick, the air is musty. It's your carpet! And when you call Zero Res, they remove all the dust, the dirt, the pollen, the pet dander and fur, all the contaminants that make the allergies go crazy. Zero Res makes all of that go away. It changed my home. It's time you make that call, too. Call today and ask for the Clay Baker LV Sports Network special. They'll clean three rooms of carpet for only $99, and you'll get a $25 U.S. gas card with every cleaning. Call today, 702-567-0016, Zero Res, 567-0016, or go online to ZeroResLasVegas.com. Spell it backwards or forwards. It still spells the same. Zero Res.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your air conditioning or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937. Go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Hey, it's Chris Fox. Do you ever look at your car or your truck and you have a ding, a dent, a scratch on the body or the bumper that's just driving you crazy and it makes you cringe? Well, if you're like me, it will drive you nuts. So do what I did. Call the experts at Dent Pro Las Vegas. Dent Pro will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed certified tech, and prices start at just $99 a dent. And if you have more than one dent, they'll give you a discount. Check out DentProLasVegas.com or call them at 702-368-DENT. That's 368-3368. And get it scheduled today.
It's time for some straight talk. School's starting, so I'm going to drop some phone knowledge on you. You're paying way too much for wireless. Switch to Straight Talk and get the same 4G LTE networks the big guys offer for up to 30% less. Plus $100 off the latest Samsung Galaxy smartphones with in-store activation of any of our unlimited plans, no contract. Knowledge dropped, class dismissed. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Offer ends 10-10-2018. In select stores only. Savings may vary. Refer to the latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Consumer alert! Consumer alert!
Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. There's an extremely insane computer infection called Zeus ZBot, infecting hundreds of thousands of computers across the world. This infection is super malicious because it puts you in danger by recording every keystroke you make into your computer, stealing your confidential information, including your banking passwords. You could be infected and never know until you have all your money sucked out of your bank account. At PC Laptops, we can help. If you think you've been infected or just want to be safe, please bring in your PC, no matter what brand it is, into any one of our locations right now, and we'll scan it for free. Why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you!
So you found yourself in the slammer. I'm not going to rough you up about it. Instead, I'm going to offer you a deal. Call Goodfellas Bail Bonds when you need to get back into circulation. Or send a goombody down to 513 South Main Street downtown or 42 Water Street in Henderson. One of the fellas will be happy to take good care of you. We offer you a free ride home, we offer you a free t-shirt, and we'll give you a free hug. Goodfellas Bail Bonds, 384 Jail. That's 384-5245. Forget about it.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's up? Happy Tuesday. So yesterday, I was full of energy. Today, I'm kind of tired. Oh, but tonight, though, well, speaking of more fights. So tonight's Dana White's Tuesday night contender series. And kind of lost my train of thought.
Because you hit the jackpot and you looked at your phone. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. No, I can't multitask like that. But
right, so you should be doing the radio show and not sitting on the, you know.
No, well, I mean, this had something to do with the fight. So tonight is week number 8. It's the last week. And guess who is fighting again? He's very controversial. In his first fight, he knocked the guy out quick. But I don't know. Last time I posted about him on my Twitter, or I tweeted about him. Yep, I got backlash. Tons of it.
No.
Have you heard of a guy named Greg Hardy who used to play football?
Yes, in fact, I have.
Yep, it's him. So he's coming back tonight to fight again to try to earn a contract.
That was not my first guess.
Who was?
The little Irish guy with the tattoos.
Connor?
Yeah, that might be it.
Right? Oh, yeah. No. That's something else. I'm talking about the Contender Series tonight.
Oh. I just, sorry.
Yeah. Like, that's Greg Hardy's fighting tonight. Connor's fighting October
6th. How did he do his last fight, by the way?
Greg?
Yeah.
He knocked the guy out in the first round.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know what? I need to find out why he's coming back, though. Probably just to make sure, quote unquote, wasn't a fluke.
I'm going to throw it out there. Money. That's why most people do most things.
For him to come back?
Sure. Is he volunteering?
I'm not sure.
Is he donating the pay to charity?
No.
Then he's doing it for the money.
No, well, he's trying to fight to get a UFC contract.
Well, he's also doing it for the money, most likely. But it's good to see he did so well in his first fight. Good for him. And I thought he was going to be CM Punk one-hit wonder kind of thing.
But no, on that note, though, after all the controversy that has happened, I don't know if you remember. Yes, somewhat, I kind of don't want to bring that back to light.
We're fine.
It's been kind of controversial. I mean, what do you think about him getting this second chance, second opportunity, and being able to basically, I mean, if he wins tonight, I'm sure he's getting that contract. Oh, because last time, so he got, I believe, a developmental contract. Mm-hmm. And I think tonight, you know, we'll see how he does. But what do you think of, you know, the UFC giving him an opportunity and him being able to, you know, give it.
Earn a living?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is America. Everybody gets a second and third chance in America. Sure, what the hell? Why not? If he's any good at what he does, he'll be okay.
Like Ray Lewis, right? Killed someone?
Well, I allegedly involved. So he didn't actually pull the trigger, but you get the idea. Or he may have. Nobody has video. They didn't have cell phone cameras.
I mean, but, you know, domestic violence, though.
Yeah, no, I know. And I also know that sooner or later, everybody in America gets a second and third and fourth chance. All these schmucks that got run over by the Me Too movement thing, just, yeah, wait a year or two. They'll all be back in one form
or another. That is true. And do you blame the fact that maybe a lot of people have, quote unquote, very short attention spans? Because you've heard of that, right? Where people are like, oh, yeah, if you do this, yeah, just give it some time. And, you know, sooner or later, people forget about it.
Pretty much. And then even in some cases, it doesn't take a whole lot of time. I mean, think about that whole thing a few years ago where all these celebrity types were getting busted for cheating on their wives. And they all claimed sex addiction.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you had Tiger Woods, David Letterman, Clinton.
David Letterman?
Oh, yeah, he got popped. He got popped. And he went to the sex addict card, too.
David Duchovny?
I don't know about him. I don't know who that guy is. But I know there was like 3 or 4 real big name kind of people that all got popped for cheating on their wives. And they all went to the sex addict card. I'm going into sex rehab and so on and so forth. Which is a load of baloney, but that's another story.
So you're saying that people, like, I mean, how does that pertain to this?
I don't remember.
People will forget anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, God, I mean, each of those people are not being shunned at the moment. Tiger Woods is being celebrated. Take this Urban Meyer thing, okay? Whether he is found guilty or innocent, whether he loses his job or doesn't, I guarantee within 18 months, somebody in the college football world is going to give this guy another shot because when it's said and done, he's a damn good coach. Period. Watch, mark my words. It happens all the time.
But do you think there's double standards?
Well, yeah. I mean, this entire country is built on double standards. But that's another story.
So you would say it's like case by case?
Depending on how much money you got. You know, some poor schlub that finds himself in this situation won't get the same break as, say, a Kardashian.
That's true. I mean, so, but with Greg Hardy.
You know what? If he's any good and he can put butts in the seats and get him watching the TV just to see if he's going to be a freak or a fluke or whatever, people are always going to give him a job. You know, it's like, I mean, the clown in the circus is one of the highest paid people. You know what I mean? I mean, they're going to, I mean, there's so many people in this country that will stop and watch the freak show. They will stop in traffic and watch the accident on the highway. It's just the nature of humanity, really. And if you feed into humanity's darker nature, you're not, nobody ever went broke doing that, let's just say.
That's true, but
I know.
But do you think that people are able to change? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, when, and here's my theory. I
you know what, honey, they have
improve.
they have to be smart enough to want to. First of all.
But I think that change, like, literally, I think until you reach, you know, a certain age, I would say, what would you say, 15, 16, or 18, right? Like, let's just say 18 max.
Okay.
That people kind of hit, I mean, that's about to be, that's who they are, the core of who they are, right?
No.
Stems from childhood. No, here. And then from there, probably up until about 25, you know, the next 7 years, then they grow from that core and they continue, you know, to learn and grow. They're not necessarily changing, but they're kind of growing, like their tempers the way they are. I mean, I'm sure that foundation is set, but tame themselves, and they, you know, them at 18, them at 25, they would be different, but I mean, the core for the most part, you know, still kind of the same.
I would like to think that people evolve.
Yes,
over the decade,
evolve.
Over
yes.
the decades. I mean, I would hate to see somebody that was 55 still acting like they were in their mid-20s.
I've seen some people like
yeah,
that.
I have
and
too,
I've seen
sad.
Some immature people, like, you know, in their, I don't know, like 40s or 50s, but they were very, no, not like that. But, you know, like childish, immature.
Well, I think there's a difference between being kind of like a kid in a way, but and just being childish. There's a difference.
Entitled?
No, not entitled. I mean, just, you know, the old guy that has to jump in the balloon house with the kids regardless. All right, that's just being goofy. That's fine.
No, not like that. But I'm saying, like, well, I'll tell you off air. I have an example.
I'm gonna get told off. Here we go.
Yeah,
forefront
but
today.
No, I mean, I just think, you know, these are interesting topics. And since, you know, I am turning 27 soon, I mean, I would say, like you said, people evolve, but I don't think they necessarily change. So circling back to the Greg Hardy situation, I mean, you know, what is that, who he is?
Who knows? I mean, I think even when he's 60, he's still going to have a little bit of that wife beater in him. So
that's what I'm saying. So people can evolve and try to change, but the core of, and the foundation.
If you evolve, you change. That's part of evolution. But, you know, with the certain launch codes, he's still likely to go off again.
Oh, you should have saw him in his last fight. Seriously. Like, he looks, yeah.
And that in English would be what? Crazy, violent,
possessed.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, focus, that determination. Again, I'm predicting, and he's a big favorite tonight, but I'm predicting like a first round knockout again. But
sure.
I mean, Greg Hardy has quote unquote that it in him.
Yeah, no, you know? I understand what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. I don't. Let's see what he does up against different competition.
But I do not agree with what he did.
Well, of course not. Nobody does.
just in case someone tries to ridicule me for talking about it, since I'm a woman, right?
Yeah, they can tell them to kiss your ass.
Okay, but like you said, too, McGregor is coming back.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about.
And he will be returning to Las Vegas, UFC 229. So that was announced at the presser during fight week. So that was actually a big reason why I wanted to go to LA. I mean, I wanted to go anyway. Every year, I always go to their summer LA card and cover that. It's always sold out. Yeah, but I wanted to go this year, not only because I always go cover it, and they were having two great rematches in the main and co-main event, which I will be talking more about the fights and how I scored the Cejudo-Johnson fight. But it was the fact that the writing was kind of on the wall that so McGregor, late July, so about like 2 weeks ago, for his incident at UFC 223 back in April, when he had that bus incident and he was like throwing dollies at the bus. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
even Bobby's heard about that.
The video did make the rounds around the station that day. I remember it well.
Okay.
He looked pissed off Irishman that didn't get his freaking bus ticket or, you know, whatever like that. But yeah. That he was throwing the freaking hand truck at the glass window. That was brilliant.
Yeah. So genius. And he injured some fighters.
10:30 in the morning, too, local time. You think he's a little too early to be that drunk, but there you go.
Yeah, or pissed off, right?
Well, anytime's a good time to be pissed off.
Or he woke up on the wrong side.
Look at morning traffic. I mean, you know.
See, it was morning traffic.
Lots of people get pissed off real early in the morning. I see it all the time.
Yeah. So here's the thing. The writing was kind of on the wall. So for that situation, he is doing, I believe, like 5 days community service, and he has to take like this class for it. He will not be serving any jail time. So that means, okay, when are we going to see him, you know, back in the octagon, right? And then people were saying, okay, him and Khabib, since it was, quote unquote, they were trying to say that during that incident, like he was looking for Khabib because of, you know, their rivalry, or they just don't like each other. And it turns out that this week, so we get to the press conference for their 25th anniversary for the UFC. And everything is good so far. You know, Nate Diaz making his return against Dustin Poirier. And that was some big news because Nate Diaz, we haven't seen him in a minute. So anyway, everyone is kind of, you know, at first Nate arrives late. So everyone's like, oh, okay, yay, Nate's back. And then someone proceeds to ask Dana White, hey, why, when you guys were showing, you know, the rest of the year's cards and their location, the one for October 6th in Las Vegas, UFC 229, why did you guys not, you know, put out a main event? Who's the main event? Is Conor McGregor, you know, going to be back for that? When will that be announced? And Dana was like, you know what? We're still working on it. We're not sure. You know, hopefully soon. Everything is good right now. But as of right now, no deal is finalized. But again, they're still working on it. So then, you know, we proceed with the press conference and we're like, oh, okay, Dana literally just said, like, they're not going to announce the main event for October 6th. And we were like, okay, Nate Diaz is back. This is big news. And then towards the end, Dana was like, okay, do you guys have any more questions? And right after, he's like, he points at the big screen. And they start playing Khabib and Conor, a promo video. And at the very end, it says October 6th, here in the fight capital, the best city in the world, Las Vegas. So that's exciting news. And a lot of people are asking me about my prediction about that, which I will talk more about it. I know the fight's already less than 2 months away, but, you know, I will be talking more about it within the weeks to come. And I want to also kind of do a breakdown video of it because I feel right now a lot of people are probably expecting Habib to win, but you know what? I really wouldn't be surprised if Conor wins, and just like how he beat Jose Aldo. I'm going to say early, I'm predicting Conor McGregor to win. So
yeah, I think I'd have to get on that.
Yeah. I mean, I know Habib is undefeated. I know the accolades he has. I know, you know, he has great ground game, but Conor, man, like, again, I want to do like a pretty in-depth breakdown on it.
Well, he has to excuse me, he really kind of has to have a big fight, doesn't he, after the last fight with Mayweather?
Yeah,
he hasn't done anything since, except partied his ass off and talked a lot of mess on Twitter.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been in the octagon since November 2016.
And then that whole bus incident. I mean, he really needs to, if he's going to go any further in his career, he really needs to build up some good rapport. You know, he has to put out a hell of a good fight, and he's got to have a couple decent press conferences.
Yeah, well, they are not doing a world tour for this one.
Well, that's a bonus.
Well,
no, really. I mean, the more of those that he does, the more car accidents you have. You know what I mean? It's best to do just one press conference in Vegas the way they usually do it.
Remember the Mayweather-McGregor one?
Yes, I do.
This is like the one-year anniversary.
It made Trump look like a freaking logical and...
That was, honestly, that was one of the more memorable times in my life.
That was one of the more memorable train wrecks of my life.
No, like, to be a part of...
I got a buddy of mine uses the phrase goat rodeo often. It's like, yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
His goat?
A goat rodeo.
What's
that? Do you remember the press conference they had up in Toronto?
Yes.
Right. I mean, that was...
Wow.
You know, I can't say cluster bleep.
That was like a concert. So. Like, there were so many people there.
Yeah.
But that was pretty entertaining.
And it ended up in, like, catastrophe.
But to think, look, how many more times in our lifetimes will we be getting or seeing witnessing an event to that caliber, to where the press conference was legit, like a... sold out concert.
If there is a loving and charitable God, never again.
No, I'm serious. Like,
I am too. That was a cluster.
That's why I'm saying, like,
that brought out all the worst characteristics of everyone involved. You know, from Mayweather to McGregor to the promoters to the schmucks with the cameras, every single person.
Are you talking about me with the camera?
No, of course not you. Not you, them. Not you, them.
Okay. Yeah, but...
I've been married 3 times. I know how to save my ass. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. That was a clever one. Okay, yeah. I was about to storm out of here, so...
But yeah, the thing is, I mean, as far as McGregor goes, he really does need to have a really good showing here. If he looks like a schmuck, that'll be the end of it.
And
he's been sitting back on his laurels for quite some time, so he's going to have to get in that gym and work.
But I don't think he would do that to himself. Like, I don't think he would come back.
Again, everybody evolved. Everybody evolves. I mean, Conor before $100 million is not the same guy as Conor after $100 million.
That's true, but here's the thing. Look at his ego, right? His pride, his ego.
Well, I think pride and ego are two different things.
Well, in general, both, okay?
In his case, much more ego than pride.
Well, he has both, but... Think about it. Why would he want to come back against an undefeated, tough opponent like Habib if he didn't think that he could win?
Okay, I'll tell you. Because right now he's sitting around in Belfast or wherever the hell he comes from, and he's having a few pints with the boys, and he's sitting
No, he's training.
And he's sitting there talking about how he can do this and he can do that. And, oh, it's okay, I lost to Mayweather. If he was in my ring, I'd whoop his ass and yo on and so on and so forth. And the guys around the bar edging him on. And next thing he's on, I can take on an undefeated this, that, and the other thing. And somebody called them on it and signed him to a contract. And now he's training and getting ready to back up his words. In his mind, he has a bunch of yes people around him, and he can go home and go, hey, you know what? I bet I could beat this guy's ass. And they're like, yeah, you could.
But McGregor's been like that his whole career, and he's really beaten them all. Like, In the beginning, I've doubted him. I've had my doubts, yes. Mm-hmm. But he's so strong mentally. Like, the guy convinces himself. Like, he convinced himself to get in a boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather. And I don't care if some people may say, oh, well, Floyd toyed with him for a bit. You know, he could have stopped the fight earlier.
But I'm not going to go with the pluses and minuses.
No, but I'm saying he didn't do a terrible job. You know, and Floyd Mayweather, the greatest boxer of this generation or this lifetime.
When was that again? That was like, what, 2 years ago?
When they fought?
Yeah.
August 26, 2017.
Oh, okay. I lose years. Sue me. But, okay, so he hasn't been in the ring for about a year.
Yeah, in the ring a year ago.
How old is he now? Is he like, what, 34, 30, 33, 34 maybe?
No, he's 30.
Okay.
No, his last fight in the UFC was November 2016. Uh-huh. That's when he won the lightweight title against Eddie Alvarez, and he was two-division world champion. And before that, he had his rematch with Nate Diaz, and he won that by decision. But that's when he was welterweight, then went to lightweight. And then before that, he lost to Nate Diaz, you know. And before that, he beat Jose Aldo for the featherweight title, and that was December 2015.
You know, I'll tell you what. At the age of 30, if he dedicates himself to actually training and busting ass and getting out there, you know, I think he's probably got another good 3 or 4 years in him. He's relatively tough. He's in good shape. He's a wiry little thing. I think he maybe get a good 3 or 4 or 5 years out of him. But one thing you need to remember when it comes to all this sort of thing, especially the people that are established after a long period of time, Father Time never loses. And that clock's ticking every day.
And save your money, right?
$100 million, I hope he put a little away. And I'd hate to see him on an episode of Cribs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, be smart with your money.
I'm sure there's about 150,000 Irish investment bankers following this guy everywhere he goes.
True.
You don't want to put your money in that thing. Never mind.
Okay. But anyway,
you don't know any Irish people, do you? I used to work in an Irish bar. Take my word for it. I know these folks. Lovely people. Great tippers.
Oh, what do they do? They have this one Irish meal. It's like potato chips, nachos, but with potato chips. But with, potatoes.
I don't know,
right?
About that, but I know that I had to make bangers for these guys when they come in for English Premier League soccer at 6 o'clock in the morning on a weekend. Bangers and mash. They were very
What's
big.
Bangers?
Basically, they look like breakfast sausages, to tell you the truth. You take a handful, you throw them in the fryer later, let them go for a minute, dump them out, give them some kind of like whitish cocktail sauce thing.
Interesting.
They're happy people.
Okay.
And they tip really good.
That's always good. So anyway, but when I get back from the break, I will be talking about UFC 227 that happened when I was in LA. The reason I was in LA. But before that, so I am doing a giveaway on Thursday. I'll be at the Board and Brush. So I'm giving away a gift bag that contains a water bottle and a $65 certificate. And
you got a pen?
Let me try to find one right now.
Because I got to write down the name of the winner. I can see the phone's already lighting up, so I actually have to get up and write something. Oh, cool, you have one. You stole this from me.
Yeah, so you can call 702-365-9200. And Board and Brush is located right off of 215 and Tropicana. So basically, you create unique wood decor projects from scratch while enjoying a fun instructor-led atmosphere. Yeah, so I'll be there on Thursday as well.
Caller number what?
Caller 7.
Okay, and what is it they win again? A $65 gift bag? Or?
Yeah, $65 gift certificate and a water bottle to Board and Brush. Oh. So, I mean, it's like those, you know, those wine events where you paint and drink wine. This is the same, but you're not painting a photo. You're like,
You're painting wood.
Yes.
Do they provide the wine for $65?
That's a great question.
I would think so.
I
would think each easel has a freaking bottle sitting right next to it.
Possibly. But anyway, so caller number 702-365-9200. And while Bobby tries to take some calls, we're going to head to a quick break. When we get back, I will be talking about UFC 227.
It's hot inside the kitchen and you don't want to stand next to the grill in the heat. There's only one thing to do. Make a call to Napoli's Pizza Anytime Specials. Call in the number 2, the original 30-inch party pizza with 4 toppings and a 2-liter soda for $35.99. Or the number 6, 8 chicken fingers, 20 cooked any way you want delicious wings, a 16-inch pizza, 1 topping, and a 2-liter soda for only $43.99. No cooking in the summer heat. It's Napoli's to the rescue.
Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Hi, folks. This is Peter Sham of the Neil Simon Festival. I hope you'll join us this summer for another laugh-filled season of bringing Broadway to Cedar City, Utah. This year, we're presenting two of Simon's funniest, Biloxi Blues and Jake's Women, along with a world premiere comedy, William Blake in Hollywood, plus the hilarious Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. And we top it off with the classic musical farce, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Join us at the Heritage Center Theater, July 3rd through August 11th. All seats only $25. For tickets, call 866-35-SIMON or go to our website at simonfest.org. The Neil Simon Festival. Now that's funny.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Hot roads that are going to be wet and slick. There is no more important time of year to make sure that your tires are up for the task. If they're not, it's time for Smart Tires, the only company in Las Vegas that can offer you 4 brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks. With no credit check. Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin. Balancing and mounting all included. So call today, 739-TIRE. Easier yet, take care of everything online at smarttires.com.
Enjoy chef-inspired, delicious hot and cold platters prepared with love by Opportunity Village's Kitchen Creations catering team. We offer a wide variety of delicacies from chicken piccata to crab rangoon and trays filled with tasty wraps, sandwiches, and cookies. At Opportunity Village, we cater to all, and it's all for a good cause. 100% of your order supports programs and services for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. For food that's fresh and made from scratch, visit ov2go.com.
Has your bank told you that you can't refinance because your home is underwater or that you don't qualify because your credit score isn't good enough? At the law firm of Peters & Associates, their clients are getting interest rates as low as 2% and your credit score doesn't matter. Better still, at P&A, there are no refinancing closing costs. If your interest rate is higher than 5%, call P&A now to schedule your free consultation with a real attorney. And remember, at Peters & Associates, we save homes.
Call Peters & Associates, 818-3888. Diamondback
Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
You're listening to Sports 920, The Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
So we got a caller, actually quite a few callers, but we got a winner.
Scared the hell out of me.
Right, because I stepped out for a moment and I come back and Bobby's like, dude, the phone just blew up.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, we got 7 calls in about 3 minutes, which was pretty surprising. I didn't think we had it in us. I think I was being like caller 2. There you go. Same guy calls four times.
No,
I have no
just
idea,
kidding.
Man. But yeah.
No, so
Derek.
Yeah, congrats to
Derek's our winner.
Derek,
man. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to say his last name because privacy concerns.
Derek is Derek. Good job, Derek.
It's what's that thing called? You know, like Kylie Minogue when you only have one name.
What the hell's a Kylie Minogue?
No. You know, Kylie Minogue, people refer to her as Kylie.
Okay. Since you can't pronounce Minogue, that would stand to reason. Okay, sure.
No, but you know people who, like Beyonce, right?
Yeah, Cher, Madonna, Penny.
Yes. What's that called where you're known as you only have one name?
You're known as you only have one name. I don't know. There's a thing for that.
I can't think. Today's like my Monday, so please give me a break.
I don't know if there is such a thing. I mean, is there a name for that?
Yeah, there is.
Really?
Yeah.
I got thrown out of high school. I have no idea. So I'll take your word for it. But I did not know that. There is a name for it when you only have one name, like Cher or Madonna.
Okay. What is it called?
Or Shaq.
When you only have one name. Let me Google it. Only have one name.
Meanwhile,
it is called.
Time, I'll tell you. It's Derek is our winner. Yay, Derek. Good job.
Mononymous.
I thought that was like when you're only with one person in a relationship.
No, that's monogamous. Monogamy.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I went to school in Boston. Don't expect intelligence.
Oh, it's okay. You guys.
So what is this again? Go ahead. Let me know. What the hell? As long as we're just blowing off time here.
So are we talking about UFC fights right now?
Well, or what, Derek? Real quick, tell me what that thing is.
Monogamous
or whatever.
Oh, mononymous name. Okay, it says a mononymous person is an individual who's known and addressed by a single name or a mononym.
Ah.
Because mono means one, right?
Right.
See, I remember something I learned in high school.
Way to go, high school.
Yes.
It's more than I did, kid.
Sierra
Way to
Vista,
go, high school.
Baby, class of 09. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I totally forgot something went down today.
What went down today?
Wow. They had this high school football event. Oh, my gosh. And they asked me to go. I shouldn't be saying, no. I think I was supposed to talk about, I'll tell you off the air.
We'll get back to that. High school. High school football is coming up soon, so go high school football. Glad I know what that thing means. I got another one for you. Mom? Yeah, pretty much everybody. Hey, mom, you know, this is monogamous name. They don't, good, whatever. Anyway, we only got a few minutes, so what's going on with UFC?
UFC 227. This past weekend, and what a shocker, right? And don't lie to me if you tell me that you were not shocked when you saw Henry. Okay, Bobby just told me he's not shocked.
I did disclaimer, I didn't watch.
I knew Bobby didn't watch. Here's the thing, if you're just tuning into the show right now, or if you've never heard the show before, Bobby does not watch anything aside from baseball.
That's not true. I watch WWE wrestling on occasion.
Oh, and you're right. WWE. We were talking about Paul Heyman earlier.
And lots of MeTV and stuff like that. I watch stuff.
I need Paul Heyman's mic skills. That's what I need. He needs to do a crash course on mic skills.
I need Paul Heyman's fan club. Jeez, you seen some of these girls? Holy Toledo.
Oh, my God.
Jesus bleeping Christ. Wow. Way to go, Heyman. For a fat, bald guy from Jersey. Gosh darn it. You go, Heyman.
Oh, my God.
You ever seen his Twitter?
Yes.
Jeepin' criminy.
He followed me once and then unfollowed me.
I'm not
me.
Surprised.
No, and then unfollowed me, so
yeah,
I probably didn't look pretty enough.
No, it's because you weren't the sleazy type. No.
Oh, okay.
You're actually a good girl,
to the beach that someone the other day was like, he gave me a hard time. He's like, oh, well, you saw my beach photo, right?
I've seen
this
beach
one.
Photos.
No, let me show you. Don't worry, It's not provocative. It's on my Twitter.
Shout out to TC Martin,
Helen
who keeps making
Yee
faces
Sports.
In the window.
What?
Never mind.
Okay. No, I'm trying to show you my beach photo.
Yes, please do.
I'm not in a bikini. Look.
I don't have any porn sound effects.
I'm
you have
not
to work with me.
In a bikini.
Yeah, so?
Yeah, so I post
that. You apparently are wearing a jumpsuit.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit on the beach. I'm chilling. I'm hanging out, you know? And someone was like, oh, I don't know. Someone just made a comment that's irrelevant today. But just saying that that was like not appropriate to wear on the beach.
Well, you have to remember that people are stupid.
Yeah, and I'm like,
a lot of them.
I'm wearing clothes on the beach, like literally.
I mean, it's not like you're wearing a parka or something. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but anyway, so UFC 227. Renato Moicano defeats Cub Swanson by submission, rear naked choke. Cub Swanson. So leading up to the fight week, I interviewed Cody Garbrandt, former champ. And if you follow MMA closely, you probably saw him dominate Dominic Cruz in their fight to win the title, which, I mean, he fought very smart in there. But for some reason, so I interviewed him. I'm going off kind of on a tangent, and I interviewed the champion, TJ Dillashaw. But during fight week, TJ and Cub Swanson, they've been training together. They train at, it's called like Training Gym, but with REIGN. And so Cub, he's a great fighter. I love the guy as a fighter, of course. But Renato Moicano, he looked amazing that night. But when I think of Moicano, because right now looking at the featherweight division, Moicano, his last loss comes from Brian Ortega, where, I mean, again, I've said it in breakdowns before, and the breakdown leading up to when Ortega was supposed to fight Holloway. But when Ortega grabs a hold of one of your limbs, good luck, because he ain't letting go, okay? And he's probably going to choke you out. And that's what he did against Moicano. But after Moicano choked out Cub Swanson, he kind of said he wanted a rematch with Brian Ortega. And, I think Ortega's at the point now where he literally deserves to just fight for the title. Hopefully it is against Max Holloway. Hopefully Holloway is healthy now. But yeah, the featherweight division, I mean, a lot of killers in that division right now. But Cub has been training with TJ Dillashaw. So that leads me to, well, the main event before I get to the co-main, because that one's more surprising. So in the main event, TJ Dillashaw kind of finishes Cody Garbrandt relatively the same way as the first fight, except quicker. So, I mean, Cody, he kind of needs to keep his guard up. And, you know, he needs a bit better defense. And I feel like, because Cody's fight against Dominic Cruz, he looked completely different. And some may argue, well, I mean, Dominic Cruz, look at his health lately and blah, blah, blah. But no, I mean, Cody, it wasn't like Cody went in there and knocked out Dominic Cruz. Like, he fought a smart game plan and outclassed Dominic Cruz. But against TJ Dillashaw, I don't know if it's reacting off emotion, but it just feels like when Cody fights TJ, he lets, and probably because they're former teammates, they really don't like each other, but he goes in there and fights differently. I mean, in a sense where he lets the emotions get the best of him and he gets TKO'd in the first round. But congrats to TJ Dillashaw. But a bigger congrats to 2008 Olympic gold medalist in wrestling turned the UFC flyweight champion Henry Cejudo in his rematch against Demetrius Johnson. He won by split decision, and I felt that was the correct call. I felt that he was more of the pressure fighter and he controlled more of the fight. So I wasn't surprised at the outcome, but big congrats to him. Demetrius was going on a 12-fight win streak almost, but yeah, so congrats, and I'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.